Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 85. When I was young, I had a set of rules set by my parents. I had to adhere to these rules or else. The consequences from the or else wasn't good, if you know what I mean. Some of the rules were explicit. Wash your hands before eating. Don't start eating until we say grace. When we call, you come. There are other rules that were not as explicit. I recall making friends with another kid not from the neighborhood. There was no explicit rule against that. When my dad found out about my new friend and who he was, he called me into the living room. He pointed his crooked index finger at me and said, simply, "Drop him." The tone of his voice and the look in his eye told me all I needed to know. I dropped him. That was it. In the case of my new friend, my dad was right. A few years later, that kid was arrested for breaking and entering and sent to juvenile detention. There were lots of unspoken rules. I learned most of them through trial and error, mostly error. There were lots of other rules I had, rules with the kids I hung out with, rules at church, rules when we visited relatives. All these rules were generally unspoken, but you learn them very quickly. As I grew older, I learned that there were rules that society places on us. I learned that rules don't leave us when we become adults. We even make rules for ourselves. What is your rule for how you put toilet paper on the roll? Does it roll over the front or over the back? A simple rule like this becomes dysfunctional when it can't be discussed. Those kinds of rules are called undiscussables. Rules have a lot to do with how we experience grieving. We don't think of rules in grieving, but they are there, and rules affect how we grieve. If the rules we follow during our grieving process are dysfunctional and we don't dare discuss them, they can shape how we process our grief by limiting our emotional expression and slowing our healing process. Dysfunctional rules regarding grieving are often deeply ingrained in societal norms, cultural expectations, and even family traditions. We accept these rules as normal, because that's the way we've always done it. How many times have you heard that expression? Our minds remember how other people we knew process grieving, and we make a subconscious decision that this is how we are supposed to process grieving. Our minds make no distinction between beneficial rules and dysfunctional rules. Recognizing these rules within oneself is the first step toward challenging and ultimately replacing them with healthier rules. Dysfunctional rules generally lead to negative consequences. They produce stress and anxiety within us and become counterproductive to our intended outcomes. When dysfunctional rules operate while we are grieving, they intensify our grieving experience. Here are 7 dysfunctional rules that are associated with grieving. Did you even know they existed? 1. The time limit rule. This dysfunctional rule suggests that grief has a specific timeline after which the grieving man or woman is expected. The time limit rule. This dysfunctional rule suggests that grief has a specific timeline after which the grieving man or woman is expected to get on with his or her life. This rule neglects to view the grieving process as highly individual, with no right or wrong timeline. 2. The strong facade rule. This dysfunctional rule dictates that showing emotion, especially in public, is a sign of weakness. It pressures the grieving man or woman to keep their emotions in check and maintain a strong exterior, regardless of their internal turmoil. 3. The distraction rule. This dysfunctional rule suggests the best way to deal with grief is to distract oneself with work, hobbies, or other activities, instead of acknowledging and processing the emotional pain of loss. The 4th rule, the replacement rule. This dysfunctional role implies that the void left by loss can and should be filled with something or someone else. This often leads the grieving person from fully acknowledging the uniqueness of his or her loss and can lead to feelings of guilt or inadequacy. The fifth rule, the isolation rule. This dysfunctional rule encourages grieving individuals to withdraw from social activities and support networks based on the belief that grief is purely a personal affair that should be dealt with in solitude. The sixth rule, avoidance of talking about the deceased. This dysfunctional rule discourages the grieving person from talking about the deceased under the misguided belief that it prevents additional pain. However, reminiscing and talking about the loved one can be a crucial part of the healing process, and avoiding it can lead to feelings of isolation or unresolved grief. The seventh rule, comparative grieving. This dysfunctional rule, either explicitly or implicitly, states that one's grief should be comparable in intensity or duration to another's, or that certain losses are more significant than others. This can invalidate individual experiences and feelings, leading to guilt or shame for not grieving correctly. Jeanette Mentor writes in You're Not Crazy, You're Codependent, "Here is the truth that changed my life. When I understood I no longer needed to play by the dysfunctional harsh rules I accepted as a child, I began the process of dismantling my false self. When I quit the never-ending battle of living to meet everyone else's needs while ignoring my own, I no longer felt crazy." Allowing dysfunctional rules to guide our grieving can make us feel shame, guilt, or inadequate. We are made to feel we are falling short of expectations, and thus compounding the grief that we feel during our grieving process. We need to realize that we are not inadequate. We need to realize that how we experience grieving is different from how anyone else experiences it. We need to realize that dysfunctional rules should no longer control our grieving experience or set arbitrary expectations on governing how we are supposed to feel. The poet Mary Oliver wrote, "You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert, repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese high in the clean blue air are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things." I hope you enjoy this podcast, and I hope you do not let dysfunctional rules to prevent you from healing in the way your body and your mind tells you how to heal. Remember, you're strong. Healing is possible. Never quit. Never give up. I can see rainbows ahead for you. Good things are coming your way. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.